Go, go. will now take a look at the weather at 11 minutes to 7. It will be continuing dry and clear today. The winds are light, easterly force 2 to 3 on the bay. High tide is at a quarter to 10 this morning, beg your pardon. And the current Dublin temperature is 7 degrees Celsius. Thank you. I did my best. There's the telephone. Be back in a second. Kim Carnes and I'll Be Here Where the Heart Is. That appears in the soundtrack to the film Flashdance, and it's also on Kim's own LP, which is called Cafe Dancers. It's 6 minutes to 7 now. There's that phone again. Nobody will answer the phone even around here. Can somebody answer the telephone, please? Oh, it's okay. I'll get it myself here. Hello? 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 I think it's engaged. There's nobody there anyway. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Is anybody there? Hello?
I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door.
With Hello. It's a minute and a half to seven. And on Paul Vincent's show at nighttime here in Sunshine, Old Night Sunshine, well, every single night you can win a Footloose LP, the soundtrack to the film, double tickets to the movie every night on Paul's program. His competition, The Watsers, is also back for the Easter season. That'll be finishing this week sometime as well. So if you tune in to All Night Sunshine, you could win Footloose LP, the soundtrack to the film. And this is a track from that LP. It's Denise Williams with her new single. Let's hear it for the boy.
My baby, he don't talk sweet. anyway.
Good morning, I'm Justin McKenna. The first group of Britons from the British Embassy in Libya are due to leave on a flight to London later today. The British Ambassador, Mr. Oliver Miles, said that he'd had his evacuation plan approved by the Libyan authorities. The diplomats themselves will return to London on Saturday. It's been announced in London that Britain is to seek a change in the Vienna Convention, which deals with the immunity granted to diplomats in foreign countries. The Home Secretary, Mr. Leon Britton, said yesterday that the killer of the policewoman outside the Libyan embassy last week would have to go free because the police wouldn't have the necessary evidence to bring a prosecution without the cooperation of the Libyans. Two Libyan aircraft will fly to London later today, and it's expected that they'll be used to fly home occupants of the Libyan embassy in London. The IUC in Northern Ireland say that a total of 700 charges have been made against the 38 prisoners who escaped in the mass breakout from the Mays prison last September. They range from murder to possession of firearms. 19 of the men have been recaptured, and the rest are still at large. Also in the north, the Democratic Unionist Party has urged the IUC to adopt a shoot-to-kill policy against petrol bombers. A DUP delegation told Chief Constable Sir John Herman that this was necessary to combat the growing use of petrol bombs. They said that a new threat is being posed to security forces by bombs made from sweet jars which contained a full gallon of petrol, and they urged the Chief Constable to step up security generally in Ulster. In India, Sikh extremists have blown up railway lines and a bridge severing all rail links in western Punjab. The coordinated series of explosions this morning happened within a 10-mile radius of the town of Firozpur on the border between India and Pakistan. 3 days ago, 8 people died in the town in a clash between paramilitary forces and Sikh extremists. The Brazilian Congress is now debating whether or not to amend the constitution to allow direct presidential elections after 20 years of military rule. About 1,000 people have been outside the Congress building chanting their support for the move. Government employees in the capital, Brasilia, have been heard hurling streamers from their windows in support of the amendment, and there have been demonstrations by thousands of motorists who blocked traffic in the city for several hours. Reports of the proceedings have been heavily censored on radio and television, but it's widely believed that the amendment will be defeated as it needs the support of 2/3 of the Congress to become law. Reports from Angola say that preparations are underway for the release of about 90 hostages held by UNITA rebels. The International Red Cross will be taking the hostages to Johannesburg by plane. The majority of those being released are Portuguese, and the group also includes missionaries of various nationalities. UNITA originally said that all foreign captives were to be released, but they're still holding 16 Britons and 20 Czechoslovaks. Finally, RTE began jamming Sunshine Radio on medium wave at 5:15 yesterday evening. As you're aware, they've been jamming us on FM since March the 21st. The jamming ended at 6 o'clock yesterday because it was discovered that RTE were also and accidentally jamming RTE Radio 1, Radio 2 and Shipping. We now know that RTE intend jamming Sunshine Radio on all frequencies as soon as they clear up their technical hitch. The equipment they're using to jam our signal is located at a site known locally as the Old Piggery in Beaumont. We appeal to you to please contact your TDs and councillors and urge them to have this jamming stopped. If you aren't sure who your TD is, call us here at 460 400 or 460 319 and we'll be glad to let you know. And the weather, continuing dry and clear today. Winds are light, easterly, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. High tide is at 9:45 this morning, and the current Dublin temperature, 8 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 7:03.
Sunshine Radio. Thanks very much for the news, Justin. Very well read.
Great!
Yes, I like that. It's 7:04.
David Lyon.
Thursday, the 28th of April, sunshine, breakfast through till 9, Billy Joel, with his latest single, The Longest Time, from an LP, I'm an Innocent Man. It's 7:08. Let's go back to 1978. This is Elke Brooks.
Baby cried the day the circus came to town, 'cause she didn't want parade just passing by her. So she painted on a smile and took up with some clown. Danced without a net upon the wire. I know a lot about her, 'cause you see, baby, there's an awful lot like me. Learn how to hide your feelings. Baby saw the day they pulled the big child down. And left behind her dreams among the litter. In a different kind of love she thought she found. Nothing more than sawdust and some glitter. But baby can't be broken, cause you see, she had the finest teacher, that's me.
Elkie Brooks and Don't Cry Out Loud. That song was written by Carol Bayer Sager. Her initials are CBS. I wonder what, where her daddy works. It's 12 minutes past 7.
Let us say the words we feel. Wherein our hearts and minds are steeled. The teachings of the masters in our past. Special dreams that included the quiet streams. Where all of us together we'll have to stand. And then they said that someday we'll all be free. And then they said that someday we'll all be free. And then they said that someday. We'll all be free.
How we're going to do with that one. That's Ireland's Eurovision Song Contest entry for this year. That's a girl called Linda Martin, a song written by Johnny Logan. That's called Terminal 3. Sunshine breakfast on a Thursday morning. It's 19 minutes past 7. Oh, there's the dog. Get out of here! Nothing out of his breakfast yet.
Thank you.
chocolate, and I gave you my heart, didn't I? Toast and coffee for me. It's 22 and a half minutes past seven, sunshine breakfast on a Thursday morning. I was reading a bit in the paper last night in the evening press about Lady Valerie Goulding of the Central Remedial Clinic. There was a little piece about the Sunshine Radio on the air Easter auction, which takes place tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, it all begins. And we hope to raise somewhere in the region of £25,000 for the Central Remedial Clinic this year, the fourth on-the-air annual auction on Sunshine 101 and 539. The thing is, we may not be on 101 or 539 with the current antics of RTE. And not only have they cost the taxpayers thousands upon thousands of pounds to buy this equipment to jam our frequencies, but are they going to take all this money away from the CRC as well? Who are badly in need of funds and depend, I mean, £25,000 is a lot of money every year. I'm sure they depend on that amount from Sunshine. Are they going to destroy that as well? I ask myself. Just coming on to 24 minutes past 7, here's OMD. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with The Locomotion, that's the latest one. It's coming on to 27 minutes past 7 this Thursday morning.
Thank you.
Shaka Khan. I'm sure they can. Ain't Nobody, that's the latest single. It's just gone 7:30. A look at the weather for today. It'll be continuing dry and clear. The winds are light easterly, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. High tides are 9:45 this morning, and the current Dublin temperature is 8 degrees Celsius.
Last year, the Sunshine Radio third annual Easter auction in aid of the Central Remedial Clinic raised £24,000 for this most worthwhile cause. This year, the auction promises to be bigger and better than ever before, with literally hundreds of items on sale, including cameras, sports goods, jewelry, bikes, holidays, washing machines, plus much, much more. And this year's star item is a specially customized Opel Kadett, donated by Michael Grant Motors Coolock and General Motors. So tune in to Ireland's biggest radio auction ever on Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th of April. Pick yourself up a bargain and help with the work of the Central Remedial Clinic.
The Sunshine Radio Easter Auction in aid of the Central Remedial Clinic. It's so much better.
It's a good, good morning. Sunshine Radio, David Lyon.
Seems just like the 4th of July. stars that spangle the sky. The moon at night shines so bright,
seems to shine twice as bright.
When you're young and in love,
dreams can come true.
Try a dream
if you believe they do.
When you're young and in love, so many teardrops are bound to fall. True love can conquer all. When you're young and in love,
trust and you'll find there's no mountain you can't climb.
When you're young and in love, so many teardrops are bound to fall. True love can conquer all.
Spring in the air, there's magic everywhere.
When you're young and in love,
dreams can come true.
Try a dream
if you believe they do.
When you're young and in love, so many teardrops are bound to fall.
Beatles from 1965 with Ticket to Ride. It's 22 minutes to 8. Oh, there's the telephone. Hello, Sunshine Breakfast. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mrs. Cregan. Oh, will Kathy be... Oh, she won't. I see. She's sick. Oh, okay. Well, tomorrow, maybe. Okay. Well, give us a... Thanks for ringing, Mrs. Cregan. Okay. There we are now. are you today? Thursday, the 28th of April, it's 18 minutes to 8. That's Barry White from his new LP featuring all his hits. And you're the first, my last, or my everything. Quarter to eight.
The Bewley's Real Coffee Holiday Sensation. You can win a fabulous holiday for two in Kenya, staying in Nairobi, going on safari, and then relaxing at the exquisite Mombasa Beach Hotel. Purchase half a pound of Bewley's Real Coffee and collect a free entry form at any Bewley shop or Bewley's coffee stockist, and you could be taking the holiday of a lifetime. To win this fabulous holiday in Kenya, buy some Bewley's Real Coffee today. Bewley's Real Coffee. So simple to make.
Decorating for Easter. Powell Interiors is for you. Huge reductions with wallpapers from 99 pence a roll. Vinyls from 1.95. 10 litres brilliant white emulsion, normally 16.95, now 12.95. 25% off roller blinds, the cheapest in town. 10% off Kirsch rails. And a third off curtain making. For everything for the home, it's got to be Powell Interiors, Main Street, Malahide, next door to the Bank of Ireland. Phone 451-486.
It's a good, good morning, Sunshine Radio.
Thank you.
Devoted to you. It's 11 minutes to 8, our first roundup of stars this morning, Aries. Double-check all your traveling plans and take a quick look at all mechanical things. If it can go wrong today, it will. Taurus, keep plodding on in your usual self-assured way. You'll make lots of progress towards personal goals and ambitions. And Gemini, stop and think before you speak. At home and at work, you'll be tempted to stick in your oar, but don't give in. Time to wait.
Thank you. morning. That's an Irish band who deserve an awful lot more recognition than they're getting at the moment. Auto de Fe and their new single, Something's Got a Hold of My Heart. Now, I heard a story last week. You know the Pointer Sisters? Well, the latest single called Automatic. I couldn't believe when I saw the video that it was actually one of the sisters singing this song. And I mentioned it to a colleague of mine. And he said, she's taking male hormone tablets. And now, who am I? Look at boy George, Marlon. Then he said, Michael Jackson's taking female hormone tablets, aren't you?
Look what you're doing to me. I'm actually at your whim. All of my defenses down. You can look through me with this x-ray vision and all systems underground. All that you can manage right from my lips is a string of absurdity.
Just ahead of the news at 8 with Gary. Cancer, all your relationships go well today, Cancer. Love affairs bring joy, happiness, and fulfillment. Sagittarius, electrical problems fill the day. Make sure your gadgets are switched off in the home and don't spark off rows at home and work. Capricorn, finally just ahead of the news, an excellent day for all types of communications. Good news about plans working out successfully will come your way today.
What? Cube, Dublin's latest schools disco, every Friday night from 9 to 1 with the Sunshine Radio Roadshow. Get in where it's at, the Tube, at the Iron Ballroom, Parnell Square beside the Ambassador Cinema. Worried about getting home? Don't. Bus us home after the gig. Get in where it's at, the Tube, this Friday.
O'Shea and Shanahan, one of the longest established builders in Dublin, are now building fine three-bedroom, semi-detached houses with garages at Brackenstown Village Swords. These superb houses with private driveways, landscaped front gardens, and a southerly aspect at a genuine investment of $33,750 and subject to all government grants. Show house open daily and 2 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. For full details, contact O'Shea and Shanahan on 404-284.
Now there's only one place in Talbot Street to turn a shopping day into a treat. Let the Irish Light Mail in Talbot Street. A great place to shop.
I bet you thought that was the Easter Bunny.
Well, it's not. It's me.
Remember me? Yeah, old Terry.
Mind you, I'm going to hop down to the Irish Life, Mal, because I hear they're having a great spring down there. Ah, me poor feet. Go on with you. Hop us down to the Mall.
What's that terrible noise? It's my exhaust. But you only had it six months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
It's have a cup of Lion's Tea Time. Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. This is Gary Miley. The families of British Embassy staff in Libya are due to leave on a flight to London later today. The British ambassador, Mr. Oliver Miles, said that he had his evacuation plan approved by the Libyan authorities. The diplomats themselves will return to London on Saturday. It's been announced in London that Britain is to seek a change in the Vienna Convention, which deals with the immunity granted to diplomats in foreign countries. The Home Secretary, Mr. Leon Britton, said that the killer of the policewoman outside the Libyan embassy last week would have to go free because the police wouldn't have the necessary evidence to bring a prosecution without the cooperation of the Libyans. Two Libyan aircraft will fly to London later today, and it's expected that they'll be used to fly home occupants of the Libyan embassy in London next Sunday. In the north, the Democratic Unionist Party has urged the OUC to adopt a shoot-to-kill policy against petrol bombers. A DUP delegation told the Chief Constable, Sir John Herman, that this was necessary to combat the growing use of such devices. They said that a new threat is being posed to security forces by bombs made from sweet jars which contained a full gallon of petrol, and they urged the Chief Constable to step up security generally in the north. Meanwhile, there was another petrol bombing incident in Derry City last night. A gang of youths threw petrol bombs at an OUC patrol shortly after hijacking a bus. There were no injuries and no arrests. And the OUC say that a total of 700 charges have been made against the 38 prisoners who escaped in the mass breakout in the Mays prison last September. They range from murder to possession of firearms. 19 of the men have been recaptured and the rest are still at large. President Reagan has arrived in China at the start of his five-day visit. Mr. and Mrs. Reagan will meet the Chinese President, Mr. Li Jianying, after the official welcome at Tiananmen Square, the largest public square in the world. The visit is the first to China by a U.S. president since that of Gerald Ford in 1975, and it's Mr. Reagan's first visit as a president to a communist country. And the Soviet president, Mr. Chernenko, has urged Communist Party workers to concentrate on improving the Soviet economy to compete with the West. He was speaking at a commission which is putting together a new edition of the party's policies, programs and strategies. He stressed that the main part of the program should be devoted to the domestic development of the Soviet Union, and said that the entire course of competition with capitalism depended on solutions to internal problems. Two men who were picked up from the sea off Bournemouth in England after a fishing trawler capsized have now died. Two naval helicopters and lifeboats began a search of the area after a holidaymaker reported seeing the trawler sinking about 3 miles out. Rescuers believe the crew may have misjudged the current as they were pulling in their fishing nets. Naval divers will try to locate the sunken trawler later this morning. RTE began jamming Sunshine Radio on medium wave at 5:15 yesterday evening. As you are no doubt aware, they've been jamming us on FM since March the 21st. The jamming ended at 6 o'clock yesterday because it was discovered that RTE were also and accidentally jamming RTE Radio 1, Radio 2 and Shipping. We now know that RTE intend jamming Sunshine Radio on all frequencies as soon as they clear up their technical hitch. The equipment they're using to jam our signal is located on a site known locally as the Old Piggery in Beaumont. We appeal to you to please contact your TDs and councillors and urge them to have this jamming stopped. If you aren't sure who your TD is, then call us here on 460-400 or 460-319 and we'll be glad to let you know. Finally, the weather continuing dry and clear today. The winds are light, easterly, force 2 to 3 on the bay. High tide is at 9:45 this morning. The current Dublin temperature, 11 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 8:04.
Sunshine Radio.
David Lyons.
Sunshine Breakfast all the way through till 9. That's Matt Bianco with his new single, Sneaking Out the Back Door with a Little Grin. Come on, let's have a grin. Time is coming on to 8:09. Let's go back to 1978.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman,
Tells her she's the most beautiful woman they know.
Phil Collins and his latest single, Against All the Odds. Good morning, it's 14 minutes past 8 on The Breakfast Show. Time for a few more stars. Aquarius, unexpected expense leaves you high and dry with an empty purse. Don't rely on others to help you out today. Pisces, a gentle prod from a close friend will spur you on to put plans into action that will set the seal on your future. And Leo, pursue solitary pleasures and you will have a productive day, but if you take on authority, you could get mauled.
It's a good morning, Sunshine Radio.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you will find happiness without an end if you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream. And nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got.
Just like me.